This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Steve Inskeep is away. I'm Susan Stamberg. Congressional leaders say they will act today on the Bush administration's request for another $52 billion in emergency relief funds. About half that money is earmarked for victims of Hurricane Katrina. The rest is to go to relief efforts that are costing the federal government close to $1 billion a day. Republicans and Democrats agree that more funding is needed, but NPR's David Weldon reports the agreement ends there.
Just hours after the 9/11 attacks 4 years ago, lawmakers from both parties stood shoulder to shoulder outside the Capitol and sang God Bless America. But in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, there's no politically unifying external enemy to blame. Instead, the ruling Republicans have been in full damage control mode, as Democrats have gone into full attack mode, emboldened by popular anger over the handling of the storm's aftermath. Even some Republican committee chairmen vowed to hold hearings on the troubled response to Katrina. But GOP leaders preempted much of that potentially embarrassing probing yesterday by forming their own special Katrina committee. Only two Republicans, Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert and Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, appeared before reporters to announce the new panel. Frist called the initial relief response to Hurricane Katrina unacceptable at local, state, and federal levels, and he offered this remedy.
The House and Senate are forming a bipartisan committee made up of senior members. This joint committee will be tasked with reviewing at all levels of government the immediate preparation and recovery from Hurricane Katrina.
Americans, Frist added, deserve answers. But when reporters asked why there were no Democrats at the announcement, there was no answer from either Frist or Hastert, who both silently hurried away. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid later told NPR there was no enthusiasm among senior Democrats for the proposed committee.
To have now a Republican-controlled Congress investigate a Republican president is like me playing baseball. I'm the pitcher, but I've also got a new wrinkle in here. I'm going to call the balls and strikes that I throw.
Maine Republican Susan Collins, who chairs the Senate Homeland Security Committee, said she'd agreed to be the Senate leader of the investigation, though she stressed she did not know much about the new panel. Collins still intends to begin public hearings on Katrina next week in her own committee.
The first hearing will focus on what should we be doing right now? How can we assist the recovery? Ultimately, we will be having a series of hearings to find out how we could better improve our response.
Meanwhile, on the Senate floor, Democrats, such as Illinois' Dick Durbin, said the images of the hurricane should weigh on lawmakers' consciences.
Hurricane Katrina has opened a door which has remained shut for too long. It is a door which reflects the reality of being poor in America and what it means.
Which is why, said North Dakota Democrat Kent Conrad, Senate Republicans should not stick to their pre-hurricane plans to cut projected Medicaid spending by $10 billion over the next 5 years, along with other mandatory spending cuts, while at the same time approving $70 billion in tax cuts.
This is not a time to be cutting services to the most needy among us. This is not the time to cut food stamps, to cut medical care for the indigent, to cut student loans.
Budget Committee Chairman Judd Gregg, a New Hampshire Republican, was unmoved. He said he had no intention of putting off the proposed spending cuts, which he insisted won't affect hurricane victims.
There'll be no services cut. And to tie it into Katrina is so gross in its representation as to its inaccuracy as to be beyond blatant politics.
But in a sign Katrina may be straining party unity, other Republicans appear to have no stomach now for shrinking spending on the poor while cutting taxes for the wealthy. Senator Mike DeWine is an Ohio Republican.
I think we're going to have to look at it. I'm very concerned about taking this money out of Medicaid. And I think that the Senate needs to step back and really do a reassessment here.
And with federal spending on relief efforts expected to keep rising, such demands for a reassessment of priorities will likely keep growing as well. David Wellner, NPR News.